Yes, and here we are. It is Sunday night, folks. Welcome to another edition of the Irish Show. Covered here, substitution, calling in a sub. Sometimes you got to call in the sub, right? So Tony Fallon calling in a substitution on this night of the Irish Night. Tonight, this is Kieran Riley here with you again. I was happy. It was a pleasure and honor to cover this Irish Show last weekend for Tony Fallon, who just as a matter of fact, today, this Sunday, was released with all the graces of God from the hospital. So congratulations to Tony Fallon for being released from the hospital. However, it looks like he would not be able to make the steps up to the studio to do this radio show live. So here I am with great pleasure covering him. I will do my best. Stay with me. Bear with me. Tony, I think we'll be calling in about a half hour to give you the sports. I want to know what's going on with the sports. First and foremost, I gotta say, big news, England lost. That's all you need to know, as far as I'm concerned in the sports. Right now, we got Argentina playing Colombia in the Copa America. I believe that's down in New Jersey or something, somewhere down there. Big game between Colombia and Argentina, big rivals. Copa America, including the United States and Canada this year, that's a big deal. And then we have, of course, Spain defeating England earlier today, starting at 3 p.m., 2-1. I said, look, you know, they had a good run for about 1,000 years. They've been doing fine since, like, the Bronze Age, so let's not make them into a victim now, shall we, folks? Okay. Not the biggest Spain fan myself, but however, it was a great game. Great game to watch. We're going to get a little rowdy here to kick it off on the Irish Show. Big shout out to Tony Fallon, who is recovering out of hospital. He will bounce back. Have no fear. This man does not give up. The Irish Show shall go on. So bear with me once again. Here is the Irish Descendants kicking off the show with Come Out, You Black and Tan. Shall we? We shall.
Dublin Street, where the loyal Roms do be, and the lovely English people walked all over us. And every single night when he'd have it come home tight, he'd invite the neighbours out with his chorus. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lakes. Come tell us how you slew them old Harolds two by two, like the rulers they had nice bows and arrows. Of how bravely you face one with your 16-pound gun, and you frightened all the natives to the marrow. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lakes of Kilshandra. Come let us hear you tell how you slammed a brave Parnell and taught him well and truly persecuted. Where are the stares and jeers that you proudly let us hear when our heroes of 16 were executed? Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lakes of Kilshandra. Come out and fight without your guns. Show your wife how you won medals up in Derry. You murdered 16 men and you'll do the same again. So get out of here and take your bloody army. Come out, you black in tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lakes of Killeshandra. Oh, come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lakes of Killeshandra.
Causes many fair maids to weep and mourn. It causes them to weep and mourn for the memory of a loved one that never can return. Oh, father, go build me a boat that down the Wisconsin I may float. And every raft that we pass by, 'tis there I will inquire for my sweet Piney boy. As she was going down the stream, she spied three boats all in a string. She hailed the pilot as they drew nigh, and there she did inquire for her sweet Piney boy. Oh, pilot, oh, tell me true, is my sweet Willie on board with you? Oh, tell me quick, other will I have but my sweet Piney boy. His lips were of a ruby fine, 500 times they have met with mine. Well, honored lady, he is not here, he is drowned in the dells, I fear. Was at Lone Rock that we passed by, 'tis there that we left your sweet Piney boy. So she wrung her hands and she tore her hair, just like a lady in great despair. She rowed her boat against Lone Rock. You'd have thought this fair lady's heart was broke. Well, dig my grave both wide and deep, place a marble slab at my head and feet, and in the middle the world may know that I died for love, and that my head the world may know that my heart was broke.
Light. glorious dead when you fell in the foggy.
Okay, we're going traditional music right there, big time, with Sarah and Rita Keane from the west of Ireland right there. Music, I cannot speak Gaelic, forgive me, I'm so sorry, don't know how to say the word, but it's Andrognian Dun, It means the brown thorn tree. That's what that means. So that was the brown thorn tree on the Irish show here. Kieran Riley covering for Tony Fallon. We're going to have sports calling in before you know it. We heard Sinead O'Connor with the Chieftains back from 1995. That's Sinead O'Connor singing Foggy Dew. We had another traditional song, D.T. Spruill and Laura McKenzie. Laura McKenzie there on flute with an old traditional Irish song mixed in with some Wisconsin North American flavor there. That's called The Pinery Boy. That was that track right there. We heard The Irish Descendants with Come Out, You Black and Tans. And that's what you've been listening to. We're going to get a little bit more rowdy now with the Irish Rovers. Here's Drunken Sailors. Why not? Let's do it.
What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises early in the morning.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor early in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
We'll put him in a longboat till he's sober, put him in a longboat till he's sober, put him in a longboat till he's sober early in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey. She rises early in the morning.
Like to feel these feelings like I do. Crack it open before I use it and lose my cool. And when I smile, please tell me some bad news before I laugh and act like a fool. And if I swallow anything evil, put your finger down my throat. And if I shiver, please give me a blanket. Keep me warm, let me wear your coat. It's like to feel these feelings like I do. And I blame you. No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
Yeah. answer is not blowing in the wind. And the question whispers in my mind. Take another look around behind the headlines. The answer stares you in the eyes. The answer stares you in the eyes. How many times must a cannonball fly before they be forever banned? Well, they'll fly just as long as there's fortunes to be made by the wheelers and the dealers of arms. And fellow profiteers who manufacture fear to ensure that their wars will survive. The answer is not blowing in the wind no more. The answer stares you in the eyes. The answer is not blowing in the wind. And the question whispers in my mind. Take another look around behind the headlines. The answer stares you in the eyes. The answer stares you in the eyes. Can a mountain exist before it be swept to the sea? How many empires dissolve in the mist when the sea there is nothing more to steal? Invading, persuading that God is on their side, though God knows it's far from their minds. And the answer is not blowing in the wind no more. The answer stares you in the eyes. And how many times has the truth been disguised in the guise of some patriotic lie? The media controlled for to do what they're told, embedded in body and mind. But the truth has escaped, past the sentries at the gate. A new way for news we can find. And the answer is not blowing in the wind no more. The answer stares you in the eyes. The answer is not blowing in the wind. And the question whispers in my mind. Take another look around behind the headlines. The answer stares you in the eyes. The answer stares you in the eyes. The answer is not blowing in the wind. And the question whispers in my mind. Take another look around behind the headlines. The answer stares you in the eyes. The answer stares you in the eyes.
Okay, folks, that was Tommy Sands with The Answer Is Not Blowing in the Wind. Great track right there from Tommy Sands. We got on the line right now Tony Fallon with the sports, live from Cairo, New York, with the sports. Tony, how's it going over there?
Oh, it's not bad. It's starting to cool down. It's very, very hot. Of course, it's hot everywhere this particular time of the year. But yesterday in football, Armagh caused a little bit of an upset when they beat Kerry. I think it was also an upset. Galway beat Donegal. Both teams were won by 2 points. But for our listeners up here, people may not have been aware of it, but New York juniors were in the All-Ireland final today against London, which is, if you can imagine, London and New York in the All-Ireland final, and New York won. So they'll be excited down in the Bronx tonight. They'll be partying all night. And it's the first time they've ever won this competition And I, many years they didn't even compete in it, but the past couple of years they started competing in it, and now they're successful.
Well, I always like a good underdog, Tony.
So, I don't know whether they were the favorites or London were the favorites, but either way, it's incredible how much football has progressed over the years, that the two best teams in Ireland are London and New York.
Unbelievable. Well, lucky for us that we have football now, we have soccer now, picking up finally, for goodness sake, finally picking up in this country. I was a passionate player myself in my younger years, but it was always just so disappointing that, you know, American football always took precedence.
I played soccer when I was a long time ago. I played for the Shamrocks in New York, which was the Premier League, but I was on the reserve team. For a year or two. I was the goalkeeper for them.
So you were a goalie, right, Tony?
Yeah, I'm a goalkeeper in Gaelic football and soccer and hurling as well. That's a long time ago.
I don't know how you would want to get in the way of that thing in the hurling match, but good for you. You live to tell the tale.
Well, when I came out here to New York, one of the teams wanted me to play for them, and I went up to see a game in the park on Sunday, and I said, "Not bad, not for me." These guys were out in the bar Saturday night, and they weren't in great shape on Sunday, so I whack you over the head with a hurdle. Maybe on design or maybe not on design, but either way, I decided to quit it when I came here. But I continued playing soccer and hurling, or soccer and Gaelic. But you see, Spain beat England in the.
I saw that live at the local pub here, just over the border in South Berkshire County in Housatonic, Massachusetts. We have a little pub that just opened that happens to be a soccer-themed pub. It's a young woman who played for the Spartans in Scotland, professional soccer after, you know, Great Barrington High School and then Smith College. And then she went over to Glasgow, I think it was, or Edinburgh. I don't remember which one. Anyways, it's the Spartans over there. And she decided to open this pub and hold every soccer game. And so that place, about 100 people in there, packed, standing room only. I got to say, it was mostly English fans. So a lot of disappointment at the end of the day. But it was a great match to watch. Spain took it 2-1. England lost. It was actually a really good soccer game.
Yeah, but while I'm on, I want to mention that next week up here in East Durham, there has to be Irish Arts Week. It actually started tonight. Well, it officially starting tomorrow, but there'll be hundreds and hundreds of musicians over there tonight practicing for the week.
Well, that's a big deal. That's been happening annually, if folks don't know, in East Durham, New York, right near actually where our tower is located here for WGXC. The Irish community there has been hosting this cultural activities. And, Tony, you've probably been there pretty much every year, I bet, for quite a while.
Yeah, and they allow me to read my poetry there. So, I've been in the hospital for 12 days. I just got out 2 days ago, and I'm not back yet driving or... And I'm hoping by the end of the week I'll be able to get over there to one or two of the shows. I got a note from a girl today saying, "Oh, my God, you're not going to be there? It's hardly worth going then."
Oh, boy. Well, I hope you make it. And I just am really happy to hear that you made it out of the hospital, Tony. You had a nice long little vacation there. And I'm so glad it's over and you're heading back home now.
Too long. 12 days. I've never.
Yeah.
One other time, but anyway, I went in with back pains, and then I developed a stomach problem. But they did every test imaginable on me. I have no cancer. I have no whatever. So it took a little bit of, you know, I'd have an odd pain here and there, and I'd be worrying about things. Now I don't have to worry about those pains.
Oh, I'm so glad. So glad to hear, because you got to watch out. Sometimes at the hospital, they want you to stay. They love the company, and, you know, it's good you made it out. You made it out of there.
Glad to get rid of me.
Well, everybody wins then at that point. So welcome back, Tony. I hope you bounce back, and I hope you start feeling better real soon.
Yeah, Okay, so I want to remind the people out there, don't forget, this is like the best week of the year. What happened? The place is packed. Every pub sitting outside on the street and playing music and everything. And then next Sunday evening, you go up there, and it is Tombstone City, dead as could be, you know.
Well, it sounds like one big, giant party for pretty much a week straight.
Yeah, a week straight, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, people, if you like what you're listening to, well, at least typically on the Irish show, you want to go and take a look at the Irish Arts Week in East Durham happening starting tonight, actually, Tony says.
You can come over. It's starting tonight, literally.
Okay.
Come over and see you some night.
Well, I hope to get over there. It's a good chance I will, and I will hunt you down. I have your phone number, Tony.
Okay.
All right. Feel well, get well, and can't wait to see you bounce back and hopefully see you at Irish Arts Week this week in East Durham, Tony.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, of course. All right. That's Tony Fallon calling in with the sports. You heard it. Some upsets in Ireland this week in the old football. We're going to play some more music right now coming up on this 9 o'clock hour. We're going into 9 o'clock. This is Kieran Riley with you covering for Tony Fallon. And we're all wishing him the best and good health and bouncing back. So far, so good. He seems in good spirits, and he's gonna go party this week. Come heck or high water, I think he's going to show up somewhere. So best of luck to you, Tony, and thanks for letting me cover your show. It is absolutely a pleasure and an honor. And I'm doing my best here. We got a little mishmash, this, that, the other. You heard U2 with Refugee. That brings me back way back to the 80s. I remember when we got that album on vinyl in the 80s, the album called War. And as a youngster, had a pretty serious impression on me. And then before that, of course, you heard, that was actually from a Work in Progress album from Tommy Sands from Newry, outside of Belfast, Northern Ireland. Tommy Sands with The Answer Is Not Blowing in the Wind, with his daughter Moya, and I believe his son Fanon also playing on that track. Great family right there. Really great family, the Sands family. So let's go to just a classic called The Star of the County Down. This one done by the Orthodox Celts. Look out. The Orthodox Celts are coming. I'll stop right there. Hope you enjoy.
Sweet girl aim for the smile just to pass me by. She looked so sweet from her dilbert feet, from a sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing girl, sure I shook myself, for to see I was really there. From Bungie Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, you made us see like the brown colleen and a man in a county town. As she one would spud, sure I stretched my head, then I surely there's all dressed in my Sunday glow, with my shoes shine bright and my head got dried for the smile of a nut brown rose. No pipe or smoke, no ulcer new, till my bluff is a rust colored brown. Till I'm smiling bright with my own first sight to the star of the county down.
From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, don't made us
Okay.
Ski.
WWGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Housatonic, Massachusetts. This is Tommy Peoples. You're listening to The Irish Show. Kieran here with you till 10. We got country coming up at 9:30. Stay tuned. Don't go away. Yeah, Tommy Peoples and Mary Shore playing the jigs right there. Also with Kieran Crahan on fiddle, John Faulkner on the bouzouki, and Dolores Keane on the bouron right there. That's off an album by Dolores Keane and John Faulkner entitled Broken Hearted I'll Wander. So we're going to keep going here on The Irish Show. This is Kieran Riley rocking and rolling into the 10 o'clock hour. Per request, we are going to, in 28 minutes, launch into some country music. And we might even do some hybrid country-Irish, because there's a bunch of that out there. That Roger Daltrey song that you heard earlier, Behind Blue Eyes, that was Roger Daltrey performing live in Belfast, as a matter of fact, in 1992 with the Chieftains. And he performed that concert with Nancy Griffith. None other than Nancy Griffith. So coming up in the 9:30 hour, we'll probably be hearing some Nancy Griffith, maybe some Patsy Cline, some good old country coming your way. So you're going to want to catch that. A big thanks to Tony Fallon over there in Cairo. He is recovering from the onslaught of the hospital testing situations. They did not keep him, however. He was released on his own recognizance today from the hospital. Congratulations, Tony Fallon. He will be bouncing back. He will be back on The Irish Show. He will be the persevering lad that he is. Thank you, Tony Fallon, for reaching out and asking me to cover this for you tonight. And Tony also wants you to know that it's the Irish Arts Week in East Durham starting tonight. They are rip-roaring and ready. They are practicing. They're up. They're playing music. There are probably some libations happening at the pubs. Like, a lot going on. What one might call the middle of nowhere. But East Durham, to many people, is not the middle of nowhere. It is the center of Irish culture, perhaps, in upstate New York. So you're going to want to get over there. I'm going to want to get over there. I'm going to want to hunt Tony Fallon down, and we're going to have a grand old time. He reads poetry over there, and it's just something that, you know, he's broadcasted live. He's broadcasted here on the radio show since the very inception of WGXC. Now, well over a decade ago, Tony Fallon holding down the Irish music here on this community radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM, Kieran Riley. Covering for Tony tonight, here's Christy Moore live. This is called Missing You. It's a little sentimental. Yes, we get a little sentimental here sometimes. We get a little traditional, and then we get a little off kilter. So what? That's what we do. Hope you enjoy.
We go for the missing.
That butch for a chippy or swinging a pick. And you can't live on love alone.
So you sail across the ocean, away across the foam. To where you're a Paddy, you're a Biddy, you're a Mick. Good for nothing but stacking a brick. And your best mate's a Spain, and he carries a hod. Your curse is heavily shot. Oh, I'm missing you. I'd give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you. Under Piccadilly's neon. Who did you murder, or are you a spy? I'm fond of a drink, helps me laugh, helps me cry. Now I just drink Red Biddy for a permanent tie. I'll laugh a lot less and I'll cry till I die. Oh, I'm missing you. I'd give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you under Piccadilly's neon. Here's some advice. Before crossing the ocean, you better think twice. 'Cause you can't live without love alone. And the proof's around London in the nobody's home. Where the summer is fine, but the winter's a fridge. Wrapped up in old cardboard under Charing Cross Bridge. And they'll never go home now because of the shame of a misfit's reflection in a shop window pane. Oh, I'm missing you. I'd give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you under Piccadilly's neon. Oh, I'm missing you. I'd give all for the price of the flight. Missing you under Piccadilly's neon. I'm missing you, babe. I'm missing you tonight.
Far away, I rattled you, I fall, but I own you on the day. I'll meet you on some other early morning. As John walked o'er the floor to his mother, he did say, oh, mother, dearest mother, I am this to her to say. You'll owe me a few shillings before I go away. I'll pay you when I come back in the morning. To loan you a few shillings, it's a thing I don't intend. I never used the means that I ought have done in time. To loan you a few shillings, sure you know they are but few. I need them for the grocer in the morning. Oh, whiskey, you've led me astray. O'er hedges and ditches and briars far away. I rattled you, I fall, but I own you on the day. I'll meet you on some other early morning. Shoulder and come along with me. We'll join for a pint and we'll have ourselves a spree. And when me money is all spent, you'll buy a pint for me. We'll all be in good humour in the morning.
On looking o'er me shoulder, and to my great surprise, the old lady went the punch stink at me, she made her eyes. Jumped out of her road right manfully, and this to her to say, it's a fine excuse for stopping out till morning. Of all the good and whiskey that ever yet was known, it makes the girls so frisky and good about their own. The more that they drink of it, sure, the less they think of home. I long to see my darling in the morning. Oh, whiskey, you've led me astray over hedges and ditches and briars far away. I rattled you, I'd fall, but I owe you one the day. I'll meet you on some other early morning.
I always was a roving plate. father cried, oh me darling son. My wife she cried, now I am undone. My mother tore her grey locks of pride. It's in the cradle I should have died. It's in the cradle I should have died. When I am dead, I want for my grave a flashy funeral.
the night was icy cold, I stood alone, waiting for an army foot patrol. When at last they came within my sight, I squeezed the trigger of my harmonite. Oh mama, comfort me. I know these awful things have got to be. But when the war for freedom has been won, I promise you I'll put away my gun. Shot rang out, I heard a soldier cry, please don't leave me here alone to die. I realized his patrol hadn't gone away and left a wounded comrade for me to slay. Oh mama, comfort me. I know these awful things have got to be. But when the war for freedom has been won, I promise you I'll put away my gun. Nothing in this world I would not give. If mercy in your heart you'd let me live. And in his eyes I saw a burning flame as my gun it slowly fell towards his brain. Things have got to be. But when the war for freedom has been won, I promise you I'll put away my gun. Dawn was breaking as I reached my base. Forget to look on that boy's face. They ragging me, torment they all were there. But to your memory, mama, this life I spare. Oh mama, comfort me. I know these awful things have got to be. But when the war for freedom has been won, I promise you I'll put away my gun. I promise you I'll put away my gun.
Man, who fortune could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you rid the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Did they all
your son's taught to cheer you, and it does still make you cry. Did you count the months and years, or did your teardrops quickly dry? I know for things was not to be on a coffin ship. I came here and I never even got so far that they could change my name.
It's a
thousands are sailing across the western ocean to a land of opportunity that some of them will never see. Fortune prevailing across the western ocean, their bellies full, their spirits free. They'll break the chains of in Manhattan's desert twilight, in the dead of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand on Broadway, like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled, it's so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. And we said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. Took our hats to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favorite bird. Then we raised a glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to my empty room, I suppose I must have cried. Thousands are sailing again across the ocean, with a hand of opportunity, just tickets in a lottery. Postcards were mailing the skyline skies and oceans. Glow on Christmas trees and dance to the music and we dance.
Here on the Irish Show, 90.7 FM, WGXE. We're coming up to the 9:30 hour right now as we speak, closing in on the Irish portion of the show and moving in on the country western portion of the show. Thanks to Tony Fallon for being the ever faithful host of this show, and thanks for allowing me to take over for you today in this substitution situation. Always appreciated. So what else did we hear back then? We heard Len Graham from the album Ye Lovers All, the song The Whiskey Song. Of course, Tommy Peoples and Mary Shore. Kieran Creenan on fiddle there, by the way. We heard Oisin McDermida. I can't speak Gaelic for the life of me. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't even try. But that was a couple of reels from Oisin McDermida, The Tap Room and The Carryman's Daughter. We heard a track from Altan with Tamim O'Shui, Kim O'Hagan on vocals there from the album Blackwater. We heard the Newry Highwayman going up, by the band Solas. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thousands Are Sailing by the Pogues. The Grahan Sisters with Henry Joy. Henry Joy, of course, the Irish Rovers with Drunken Sailor. That was a while ago. And Christy Moore with Missing You. And U2 with The Refugee. What else do we do right there? Well, you just heard the Wolf Tones back-to-back. Controversial songs, perhaps, depending on your disposition there. By the Wolf Tones, you heard Sniper's Promise. Oh, boy, that means something different on this day and age, given the news. Oh, boy, what's going to happen now? Wolf Tones with the Irish Rebel song Sniper's Promise, and the Wolf Tones with Wrap the Green Around Me Boys. And they're, hopefully you know what green flag they're talking about. Or do you? So we're going to go to Nancy Griffith. We're going to kick it off country. This is Kieran Riley broadcasting live from Housatonic, Massachusetts, over here. A little Scottish pub down the road hosting the soccer games. I'm missing Colombia versus Argentina. I haven't even checked into the score. Maybe someone wants to call in and tell me what the score is. The phone number is 413-687-0421. Let's get some soccer scores up here. Thanks so much, folks, for listening to this Irish show. Again, the Irish Arts Week is happening in East Durham starting tonight. A whole week of Irish arts, poetry, song, and lots of revelry, I believe, over there in East Durham. Green County representing in the Irish world in the United States and New York. Go Green County, go East Durham, keep it going. What else? Gosh, should I be quiet now? Probably. So we're going to go over to, yes, we're going to go to some country. Oh, let's see, we got some country birthdays coming up. Yes, that's right, country music birthdays, some obscure country music players. I want to give a big shout out and a hello to all of those in Ireland. If you are indeed going to be listening to this show, if you're listening to this show, my folks in Roscommon, definitely feeling connected. So far away, so close, and yet so far. I know, it's weird. But, you know, the Americans like to find the relations and keep them going. So, Thousands Are Sailing from the Pogues, ending the Irish set. And here we are with Nancy Griffith with the Chieftains and Roger Daltrey live in Belfast from 1992. A classic from Nancy Griffith. Here she is with the Chieftains. Enjoy.
To your darling, you
and the stars, they were shining. The moon shone its rays on his locks of golden waves, and he swore he'd be my love forever. 'Twas not for the parting with my sister Kate, 'twas not for the grief of my
White Lightning.
Well, the G-Man, T-Man, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning.
And right away I knew that my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started flashing.
White Lightning.
Well, the G-Men, T-Men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning.
Moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
Ooh, White Lightning.
The G-Men, T-Men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made the crew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning. Sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you when tears come down. the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
See the marketplace and old eyes. Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too. Just remember till you're home again, you belong to me. I'm gonna be so alone without you. Just remember till you're home again, you belong to me. Thank you.
fragile, so I guarded the one that I chose. But the day you left me for another, I knew I'd pick the wild, wild rose. Yes, I knew I'd pick the wild, wild rose.
All right. Happy birthday, Sam Wilson. Sam Wilson, born on this day in 1910. That was a little bit a while ago. Wild, wild rose. That's right. On his birthday right there. Honky tonkin' with Sam Wilson. You also heard Patsy Cline with You Belong to Me. The Willis Brothers with Give Me 40 Acres. Good old truckin' music right there. Hank Williams with Your Cheatin' Heart. George Jones kicking it off with Nancy Griffith earlier, but George Jones, What Lightning. Nancy Griffith playing with the Chieftains, still pretty Irish there over in Belfast in 92 with the Chieftains. So we're going to go over to Iran right now. We're going to go to Persia because we like to mix it up here on WGXC. This is Community Radio. It's the country section of the Irish Show. This is Kieran Riley with you right now in for Tony Fallon. It's Woody Guthrie's birthday too. But first, we're going to play this artist from Iran. She's an Iranian-American Persian singer covering Dolly Parton, the song Jolene. And I thought it was just a fantastic version, so I couldn't help but playing it. Tony, I hope you don't mind. And everyone else, hope you don't mind. Here's Rubina with Dolly Parton's Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene. With flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. تو خوبی بهترینی بس اثر روی شیرینی یعنی همه خوبی های جولین. هر شب تو خواب اسم تو روی لبای عشقم میشنوم. اون وقت گفتم میگیره جولی، میگیره جولی، 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 جولی. Je t'en prie ne prends pas celui que j'aime. جولی، 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 جولی. Start with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 yeah. Yeah. Don't move me.
Happy birthday to Woody Guthrie as well. That was Rubina covering Jolene by Dolly Parton. But happy birthday to Woody Guthrie, epic, legendary singer-songwriter, folk singer, born in 1912 in Okfuskee City, in Oklahoma on this day. So happy birthday. Also, Tanya Tucker and Glenn Campbell sing at the national anthem on this day in 1980 at the Republican National Convention. Oh, this is some good history for you, folks. You want to pay attention to this. So Tanya Tucker, Glenn Campbell, team up, country music, epic all-stars singing the Star-Spangled Banner at the Republican National Convention, 1980. It's Reagan time. A year later, Reagan would actually get shot in an attempted assassination in 1981. But here's Tanya Tucker singing, and then she goes on Larry King back about maybe 20 years ago, and she tells him that her and Glenn Campbell were high on cocaine and drugged out of their mind when they did that performance. So I don't know who's singing the Say Can You See at RNC in Milwaukee this year, but maybe you want to be drugged out of your mind. It's going to be some theatrics going on down. So we're going to say goodbye. Kieran Riley here signing off. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Tony Fallon, for allowing me these shenanigans on your Irish show. It's ending the half hour of country music on the Irish show. Listening to 90.7 WGXC. Here's Tear the Fascist Down. Woody Guthrie. Happy birthday, Woody. Let's go.
There's a great and a bloody fight round this whole world tonight. In the battle, the bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down. But our union's gonna break them slavery chains. And our union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of the sky. Could see every farm and every town. I could see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down. When I think of the men and the ships going down while the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the Allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down. But when I think of the ships and the men going down and the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the Allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down.
Tear them down, catch you next week.
If it takes them to tear the fascists down.
Shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman
these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Far gone, you're
Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. In all the same old places, found the bottom of the bottle always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I couldn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love that gets me high. Smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay
state to state. Somehow I made it up to Texas with a crawler full of grass, and I'm seeing all these pigs who want to bust my ass, and I'm always living hard, always smoking weed, and now I'm hanging out in Texas drinking mushroom tea, and I'm fucked up on the floor, and I think I know why. It must have been some of that Boone County moonshine. Overdose of drugs, overdose of sin. I'm gonna live it to the fullest like I'm on 10. And I love getting high, I hate being low. And I like to drive my truck down a muddy dirt road. And I'm working real hard, trying to get paid, 'cause I'm a crazy country rebel and I'm drifting state to state. She said she blow my mind, and I've been up for 4 days.
so cut me out another line of an overdose of drugs, overdose of sin. I'm gonna live it to the fullest like I'm on 10. And I love getting high, I hate being low, and I like to drive my truck down a muddy dirt road. And I'm working real hard, trying to get paid, 'cause I'm a crazed country rebel, and I'm drifting state to state.